Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who what? Who love God. To those who are called according to his purpose. Do you love God? Then you'll show him you do. Amen? How could you not show someone that you love them? Love is a choice. If you're waiting for a feeling, you may never love God. It's a choice. And when you make that choice, you step into it and you make that confession. I love you, Lord. Same thing with you're my fulfillment. Without the words coming out of your mouth, nothing can happen. See, God knows the heart. And he's trying to change the heart by what you speak. Amen? Verse 29. For whom he what? Foreknew he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So God is trying to be predestined means you are to live from the future to the present. So you were predestined before time began so that you could live from the future to the present. So we live from the future to the present. Amen? We love God in the present. Are you with me? And we leave our past. Why? So we can learn our identity. Because if you don't know who you are, some people will never know who they truly are. They only know what their name is.
That's me.
So tonight's teaching is live, love, leave, and learn. Live, love, leave, and learn. Or you'll burn. Hallelujah. So, whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Why? So you may be a sign and wonder to the world. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also what? Come on, read it with me. Moreover, whom he what? Predestined, these he also what? He called. Whom he called, these he also what? Justified. Whom he justified, these he also what? Glorify, so that you may be glorified for his glory. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, what? Who could be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall we not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against us, the elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. So God's praying for me and you. Thank you, Jesus. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are what? More than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Again, we live from the future, we love in the present. We leave the past, amen, and we learn. That's our life. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Live, love, leave, and learn. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, let's speak it. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Most people don't even know that, because they don't know who they are. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be what? Holy and without blame before him in love. Again, we live from the future, we love in the present. Having predestined us to the adoption of his sons by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. So he chose it. We didn't. He chose us. Now it's our turn to choose him. Having predestined us to the what? To the adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. To the what? Praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have what? Redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also having believed you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. We've been adopted, accepted, redeemed in Christ to live from the future and the promises of his words. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are what? A chosen, you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Chosen, royal, holy, called us out of darkness into his marvelous light and love. Remember, we live from the future. We love in the present. We leave the past, amen, and we learn our identity. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you he made alive who were what? Dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the what? The course of this world, Babylon. Yeah. According to the prince of power of the air, the spirit who now works in sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, and by his plan we have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show his exceeding riches of his grace and the kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by his plan or grace you have been saved through faith, not that is of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. It takes cooperation. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should what? That we should walk in them. Again, love in the present. Love in the present. Love covers a multitude of sin. Amen? Revelation chapter 1, verse 4. John said to seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn among the dead, the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his what? In his own blood. And made us what? Kings and priests to his God. Okay, remember, he's made us kings and priests. That's a part of your identity. We are ambassadors. We are kings and priests. Now, we know that in the present, we minister him as a priest and a king as a warrior. So we battle for him. In the future, we are priests and kings. And we will reign with him. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever and ever. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. We were washed in his blood, and he made us kings and priests. To live from the future, love in the present. Leave our past and learn our identity. Everyone say, I'm a king. I'm a priest. Not only now, but in the future. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Love. Love. Love does what? It suffers. Long. And is what? Kind. It's not angry. I know people who have been suffering a long time and they're very angry. And they stay in that position of suffering because they carry anger with them. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not what? Envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in the iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Love never fails. Why? Because it's not the love of the world, it's the love of God. That love is supernatural. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been what? Perfected. Is God's presence love? Yeah. Love has been perfected among us in that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Is that identity? Yeah. There's no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he what? First loved us. So we choose to love. You know, when people live by how they feel, they always make wrong choices. 90% of their choices is wrong. Perfecting his love in this presence is essential. Philippians 3:7. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Is that leaving things of the past? Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. If you're not willing to leave your past, you don't have a future. Does everybody get it? You got to leave your past to get a future. and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, that the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Leaving the past. 2 Corinthians 5:16. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the what? To the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we've known him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become what? New. Leaving the past. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us a ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of what? Reconciliation. Okay, here we go. Now then, we are what? Ambassadors. Is that a part of your identity? Don't act like it. Hallelujah. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him in the present time. Amen? So you got to learn so you don't what? Burn. Philippians 4, better start at 4. Rejoice in the Lord when? When you feel like it? When you don't feel like it? Why are you going to rejoice in the Lord always? Again, I say rejoice. Why? Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is what? At hand, in your life, working. Be anxious for everything. Be anxious for what? Nothing. Why? Because you have everything. I'm not anxious. I'm just in a hurry. I live a fasted life. I'm as fast as you can get. Let your gentleness be known to all men that the Lord is at hand. Amen? Come on, say it with me. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Are you making requests to God? You know, you can't fake it and make it. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Wow. Learn. Amen. Learn. Finally, brethren, while we're here, whatever things are what? True. Whatever things are noble. Whatever things are just. Whatever things are pure. Whatever things are lovely. Whatever things are good report. If there's any virtue, if there's any praiseworthy, focus on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, he said, these things. And the God of peace will what? Be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to the need, for I have learned. Are you ready? In every state I am to be what? Content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I have what? Learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Praise God. Learned. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 8. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he what? He suffered. Having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Called by God as a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have much to say and hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. He learned obedience. See, we need to leave our past alone. The Word tells us that many fall into the place of always learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. In other words, they're learning, but they're never putting it into practice. So they never reach their identity. I'm going to close at Colossians 1, verse 9. Let's speak it. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and what? Long-suffering with what? Joy. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence or the honor, the glory, and the praise. As he is, so are we. We live from the future, we love in the present, we leave our past, and we learn our identity. It's a constant process, it's a cycle that we live. As a believer, that's it. If we're not learning, we're burning. Amen? That means we're not going forward, we're going backwards. And we don't want to go backwards, we want to go forward. Amen? We've already jumped over the pit. We don't want to step back into it. Hallelujah. So, Father, we are honored and blessed. We thank you for your word. And, Lord, we want to live from the future, love you in the present, leave our past, and learn who we are in you. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.